Today on the podcast, we're talking about shopping locally, and it might not go exactly how you expect. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And this is the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. We've got business conversations for the Kawartha commute. All right, Matt, so shopping locally. Do you love shop local campaigns?
I love shopping locally. I think as a marketer, I take issue with shop local campaigns. Specifically, I feel like we're getting right into this, but
let's just get right into it.
I take issue with the shop local campaigns in general that you've seen in the past, that you see now, that we're going to continue to see in the future. Because at this point, everyone knows that they're supposed to shop locally, right? So why are we continuing to hammer that point home? And I find that most of the campaigns are always about shop locally because you're supposed to. That's not really a selling feature to me. That's not really a reason to shop locally. What I don't often understand why we're not telling people more about details why they should be shopping locally. Not putting the burden on the community or the local consumer and expecting them to just shop locally. But what is it about that local business that you like? What features do they have? Is it service, likability, product selection? What is it that you actually are going to get from them versus not shopping locally?
Yep. Yeah, I think, some of their typical shop local language, you're right. We're kind of badgering people or like bullying them, like, hey, you better shop local or twist your arm, or, you know, you're doing somebody a favor by shopping locally. The biggest, most common sign I see, or there's like, the blurb about the yacht, right? It's like, oh, if you shop locally, you know, you're not helping a CEO buy their third yacht. You're helping, somebody put their kids through college. And like, I really hate that one because I think, the yacht, the third yacht is not really necessarily fair to the CEOs or for big companies, but also again, you're putting this poor kid through college, and, it's not my responsibility to put someone else's kid through college, right? It's their responsibility to create a business and generate the wealth needed to put their kid into college.
Exactly. Like, don't just tell us to shop local. Tell us why we should shop with you. Like, what is it about you? Don't take us for granted and expect us just to support you. Can we buy online from you? Do you offer shipping or to the door delivery? What are your hours that are different or special than anyone else? I know a big thing, you hear a lot from business owners will say, well, it's not that inconvenient to come downtown or drive over here and pick this up. I'm like, you know what? It is. Just bottom line, yeah. It's more inconvenient than sitting at home and shopping on your computer. No matter how you spin it, coming into town and buying something offline when it's available online is more of a pain. It's like you have to offer, not incentive from a price perspective or a sale price, but like there has to be some sort of incentive. So what is that?
Yeah.
That you have exemplary customer service? Do you walk into that store and do you feel like a king or a queen? Not to try and like exercise our privilege here, but what is it that is special and unique, and why do I actually want to shop with you besides I feel a responsibility to help a local business owner?
Yeah. And I think you have to get that sort of foundation right. So you have to have a business. You have to have something people want. You have to create an experience. Personally, I'm a huge like shop local. I have a personal value of shopping local in my community. But at the same time, I still order stuff online. I get frustrated when I have bad experiences. I have left thousands and thousands of dollars on the table in this community because I've walked into places and not even been acknowledged or talked to, or, you know, my wife and I joke that we must be invisible because there's times where people will like walk right by us and not even smile. And it's like, we were here to like spend a couple thousand dollars on like some bigger ticket items. So you have to, you know, deliver that foundation, you know, just to, you know, sort of be able to ask for the sale.
Absolutely. Why do you normally buy things online?
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually needs, I think. Things that are more needs versus wants. Things that are in front of your face and you know they exist. My wife shops a lot with Zulily, which is an app, and it sends her like a notification every day, and they always have things on there that she's never seen before. And it's kind of like a pain, but that goes back to things like marketing and, you know, retail stores. You know, you need to be in front of me. Instagram's a huge one. I like seeing what's available. There's stores that I don't go into that often, but they show me regularly what they have, how it works. So I know it's there. So when it's time for me to like get a gift or get something and I'm thinking, okay, where can I get this locally? I don't have to try really hard to find it. I know that it's there. So you still need to be advertising. You need to be, you know, promoting your stuff and your product.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's maybe three things. I think when we make these purchases online versus offline, we think about convenience. We think about marketing / do we know people have it or where is it located around here? And then last but not least, it's price. So with convenience, we need to make sure businesses are providing us some sort of convenient way to purchase, but more like providing value. The marketing perspective, like you said, I need to know that I can buy this locally and that's on the business owner.
Yeah.
Like if I go online and I search for something that doesn't show up at one of your stores, I'm not spending more than 5 to 10 seconds doing more research and due diligence to find something that's going to cost me 10, 25, 50, 100 bucks. I'm not spending a lot of time on that. I'm going to go and I'm going to purchase it from a big box retailer online, or I will drive to that big box retailer in some cases. I think that gets taken for granted too, like not having certain things show up online in an easy, convenient way, which I guess that goes back to convenience as well. And then last but not least, there's definitely pricing still. And that's a challenging one. I'm understanding, and I definitely respect small business owners being able to and wanting to charge more. That's no problem. But I think there's a fine line too. So I don't know what that number is. In some cases, maybe it's $100 more I'll spend with a local small business owner if I like them. But I think that's a big thing too, likability. Like if I've gotten to know the good people and they're super friendly, I'll spend like $100 more with them versus someone online. I was a little bit surprised recently. I was doing some shopping for some things that I was going to be buying in the future. Went to Midtown Mattress. I was kind of expecting it to be expensive for a mattress because it's like a really nice store. And the prices were the exact same as I would have expected to pay anywhere else, which was a really awesome bonus for me. I will 100% be back there when the time comes to buy that mattress. And then I went into Kennedy's to look for TVs. And I've bought a bunch of TVs in the last couple of years. I sound really pretentious when I say that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you though, in the last couple of years from a big box retailer online, and it's really easy to do. I can sit there, I can kind of mull through some different features. I don't know anything about tech, surprisingly. So it's usually just like price and size and how pretty it looks. So I kind of have a good idea what the TVs were worth. I went into Kennedy's, and again, I was expecting them to be very expensive there. Again, like a nice small business downtown, very nice store. I think they've renovated it recently since the last time I was in there. It's very lovely to be in and spend time. I was expecting the TVs to be like hundreds of dollars more, $400, $500, $600 more. And I'm sorry, there's no way I'm spending $400 more just to support the local small business. That's a break.
Yeah.
However, quickly before anyone at Kennedy's flips out, the pricing was very appropriate. It was like about the same as what I would have paid at a big box retailer. In some cases, maybe $100 more. And I swear, I said to my wife, like, I'll spend $100 more to support this local business. That's what I will 100% be back there to buy that. So in some cases, I think we expect pricing at a small business to be more expensive, and we're sometimes surprised by it being affordable and it's about the same as some of these big box retailers. But that's something to consider as well. Like, we need to find that happy medium price point.
Yeah. And I think a lot of places have done a pretty good job of having reasonable, fair prices. And again, like, I look around and I don't see stuff necessarily way out of line. I think it is hard in some of those bigger industries. You know, TVs is a good one, for example. We're usually anchored at the sale prices, where the big box stores are might be losing money on it just to get you into the store and hopefully buy something else. You know, so when it all works out in the end, you know, it's fair. So, you know, you're telling this story now, you know, we have no association with Kennedy's or Midtown Mattress. And those are just two sort of random examples where you might expect something different, but, you know, they have a good, you know, pricing system. So, you know, you would want to shop locally when you can. I think, you know, a couple ways to look at this as well is, I think, you know, with the local campaigns, you're not supporting a charity when you're shopping local. So it can't be that sort of charitable relationship. You don't get extra points. You know, on the same topic, you know, if you're a small business owner, you don't get extra points for losing money with your small business either. So you have to, you know, still run a profitable business and find that balance. But I think one of the, you know, things that we can try to encourage people to do is just, shopping locally and shopping where you live and keeping the dollars close to you. You know, so yeah, you could get the same thing if you drive an hour away. But, you know, try to just buy it close to you, because that person that works there probably is your neighbor. You know, and it helps sort of build the community that we want to build.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that I always get most fired up about when it comes to this shop local stuff is when we always, again, expect people to shop locally and you're made to feel guilty when you don't. But shop locally, what people are usually trying to say is shop small businesses, right?
Yeah.
Shop the mom and pop shop. Don't go to the big box retailer. Don't go to the chain business. But why are we being punished for that so much? These businesses exist in our community. They're often locally owned. They're local franchise owners. They're managed by local people. I drove by a large chain restaurant this morning that said they're hiring full-time managers on their sign. Local management, local employees. They're adding tens of jobs to the community at a minimum. If it's a small, maybe chain restaurant, there's what, 10 to 20 people that work there? A grocery?
Probably more. I think you'd be surprised how many employees a restaurant like that takes. So
yeah, and like different restaurants, other stores like that, you're adding 10, 20, 30, sometimes 80. I think we are disrespecting our community when we like turn our nose up to those big box and chain businesses, because they are doing good things for the community. They're employing people locally. Those people at the big chains are not living in Toronto, driving up here, and then just disappearing at the end.
Yeah.
They're still your neighbors. They're still your friends. They're giving people jobs and opportunities. I don't think that we should be shaming people so much when they're going to those type of stores.
Yeah. And some of those, you know, I mean, every corporation's different how they interact with communities. But, you know, the local franchise owners, you know, I look at like a Boston Pizza, for example, and I believe it's still owned by John Fox, who's done a lot of stuff in the community. Like, and someone actually on the weekend was just saying about how, you know, much John has supported the causes and things that their kids are in, right? And it's like, they're always there. So they go to Boston Pizza all the time because of that. You know, we talked before offline about Home Hardwares. And I, as a kid, my first job was at a Home Hardware in Stirling, Ontario. And all Home Hardwares are dealer owned. So they're part of a buying group, but they have, you know, full autonomy. You know, there are some owners that own multiple locations, but for the most part, you go into that Home Hardware and you're going to be able to talk to the owner of that business. They're giving kids their first jobs. They, you know, are always going to have, you know, good employees. You know, you're going to get pretty good service there. You know, that's a good one. I live up near Fenland Falls and I do a lot of grocery shopping at Sobeys, which is a giant corporation, one of the massive grocers. And there are a lot of corporate stores, but that one, I don't know the exact arrangement, but it's owned locally by someone who does a lot for the community. You know, you see him in there working all the time. But again, like, hires probably every kid in Fenland Falls might work there, like, at some point. So they're, you know, putting that money into the community. It stays there. Those people are, you know, leaving on their lunch breaks and spending money somewhere. You know, there's lots of that stuff. So that's where, like, you know, we have the shop local, shop small business. To me, it's a spectrum. So for me personally, I'm very, you know, my number one thing actually is I shop for my clients. So wherever I'm working, if I have a client, that's like goes up to the top of my list. You know, then I go to the local small businesses where I can. But I try to shop where I live. My colleague, Wael Nawara, who teaches at Fleming College, he's originally from Egypt. He's moved to Peterborough. He loves Peterborough. I've heard him in classes. We teach a lot of international students. And he's always tells them, wherever you go and work, shop where you live. He's like, you know, go to the corner store, buy your stuff there. You know, go out for dinner in the community you live in. Buy the stuff there because you want to support the people around you and create that economy there.
Yeah, absolutely. I do have to mention, you mentioned a grocery store. We both have an acquaintance that owns, I believe it's the Foodland in Bob Cajun. Again,
okay.
Foodland, which to me growing up was IGA, right?
Yeah.
Like that in my mind is a big grocery chain, and that's independently owned. Like, they're doing good for that community. And again, like, people might like turn their nose to it because, like, oh, that's a big chain. Like, it's not. It's owned by like your local friends and family and neighbors and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, people are there. And that's the, you know, Canada has a weird, I don't want to go too deep into it, but our colonial past, you know, Canada was created for wealth extraction. And we see that in how everything's set up. So, like, people would come to town, extract all the wealth, send it away, send it away. I think we haven't focused on building communities that we want to be around for a long time. So, you know, that's the, you know, we sometimes cheer when big American stores come to town. And it's like, oh, yay, a big box American store. We can, you know, go give our money to them and they can send it, you know, around the world to other people. You know, they still will hire local people. So I think that's where, again, on the spectrum, you want to shop there. But, you know, we almost need that attitude or that personal value of supporting and shopping locally where you can, given that you can get something you want or need at a price that makes sense.
Right. Absolutely.
For you. Awesome. What else about shop local do you like?
I guess like the whole conversation started between me and you about like my original rant of like the big box and the chain stores. I of course like shopping locally. I love small business owners. That's why I got into business, specifically to work with them. I love people that can actually affect what we're doing, and they're much more passionate about things because, again, they're the actual small business owner. You did remind me of a story that I heard recently when you said like you like shopping with your for your clients. And I had a Lindsay downtown retailer telling me a story about how he often selects his own service providers. And this was for insurance, where he was like shopping his insurance stuff around. And he started to think, well, if I go with this person, they come in once a year and they buy like a pair of pants or something, right? It's like $100. Like, that's great. Super fantastic. But if I go with this other guy, he comes in once or twice a year and he buys like a suit or two off of me. Like, that's a pretty sweet deal. I need to make sure I continue to make that guy much happier than the $100 guy. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but again, like, you need to be thinking about these things. So like, there is sort of that local economy supporting each other. Like, hey, you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours.
Oh yeah.
So there are those considerations, and not to pat myself on the back, but I always very strategically try to shop with the people that I work with. Like, I try to make a point, especially when I first start going in there and like buying something every time I'm in there, big or small, just to like show that support, show that it's not just about the business relationship. Like, there are good things about the thing, people that I'm working with, like, and go in there and support them. So.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, a big one as well. And, you know, yeah, like, I do the same. It's not, I don't buy frivolous stuff, but everyone's life, like, we're buying gifts for people, right? So, you know, Christmas time's coming. Do you hop on Amazon and buy a whole bunch of stuff? Or do you sit and think, oh, what can I get locally that's maybe a little bit different? You know, you don't have to change your budget at all. You could still spend the same amount, but you can do it locally. I like to walk around downtown stores more. They always have stuff that I didn't even know existed, or they create neat experiences. There's some places I don't just buy a lot from because it's not really my thing, but I like to be able to know, you know, what's there in case I refer someone to it. We talked about, you know, supporting local or doing business locally. One of my industries I've did a lot of work in is the craft beer industry. I worked with a lot of different craft brewers, and I attend the Ontario Craft Beer Conference a couple times, which, by the way, is the best industry conference I've ever been part of. And at one of the speakers was saying, you know, and his advice to businesses, brewers, was always hire local trades and shop local and pay them on time, because they're the ones that are going to be there when something goes wrong. So, you know, you're need a plumber because your tank's leaking or something like that happens and it could ruin a whole batch of beer. You know, if you had went with the lowest bidder from outside of town, they're not going to be the ones that give up their Friday night or, you know, their weekend to come in and help get you back running again. So there is that, you know, just, it's like your example with the insurance person, like, you're going to go with the person who's in there more often, spending more money, because they're probably going to be there when you need them, especially something like that. You need to make a claim or you have some big questions. You know, you want the person that you see more regularly to be there.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that goes to the first point that I mentioned about maybe not convenience, but just adding value to the local experience. And that's likability, is that showing up whenever they need you versus maybe someone else that's not going to be there. You mentioned like a local plumber. I was introduced to Gill Plumbing years ago. I have no idea if he's expensive or not. never compared pricing. He came over really quick. He referred to me. So like that was a good point. He came over and like right away, super nice guy. Loved chatting with him. He's always been there for us, like very promptly. I think he's affordable to me. Like it's always been fine. But it's one of those situations where from a convenience perspective, I know him. He's nice. He's always going to come through. I'm not going to be shopping around. I'm not getting multiple prices and multiple quotes every time because I know what he's all about and he'll show up out of the blue to fix something. That's invaluable to us, right?
Yeah, no, that's great. A couple more things that I just want to touch on as we're getting close to the end of our commute here. One is, you know, supporting locally and keeping your money local and the shop where you live, there's a lot of, you know, building community, but also the reality of who pays for things that we might consider public goods, but aren't. So the biggest one is like Santa Claus parade. So when I was younger, I thought, oh, Santa Claus parades are fun. All these volunteers get together and they, you know, march in the parade. You know, what I didn't realize is how much those parades cost. So, you know, it costs money to hire bands. You're bringing people in, you know, the awesome Shriners float that everyone does. They're not just a bunch of old guys paying for that themselves. There's a cost to bring them here. You know, Santa Day in Fenland Falls costs tens of thousands of dollars to put on. And that is all paid for pretty much by businesses. A few individuals will contribute. You know, they'll collect a bit of money at the beginning. People will throw pocket change in. But really, that's businesses. And, you know, one of the stories I have in my time working in financing, I've looked at financial statements of hundreds and hundreds of small businesses locally. And I come back to, then I'll see them on like the Santa Day sponsor list, and I'll see someone who maybe gave $300 or $400 to Santa Day, but I know that they're not paying themselves even minimum wage, and their net income for the whole year could be like $2,000. So they're giving what's a crazy percentage of their profit to those community events. So if you love those community events, you love, you know, the free concerts or things that are sponsored, like take a look at who's putting the money into that and just, you know, try to support them when you can, because that's who's, you know, paying for that stuff for you to do.
Absolutely. So like, I think it's Baker Tilly and Lindsay that does the Santa Claus parade every year. And like, I don't want to get too off track here, but it's something I even want to bring up to you personally, where they announced that instead of the typical parade, because of COVID, they're going to have Santa around the neighborhood, like on his sleigh, driving around Lindsay. So we can like go outside, like all the kids can go outside and wave to Santa. Great idea. So then, of course, this is announced online on some sort of local publication. And then the comment section is just a complete cesspool of stupidity. And all these people, like, this is typical Kawartha Lakes. My hard-earned tax dollars going to the city, and I don't even get to see this parade. And you guys are coming to Oakwood and Woodville and all the wood towns around Kawartha Lakes, and all these people like Little Britain that help support you. What are the kids supposed to do there? I'm like, you idiot. This has nothing to do with your tax dollars.
Like, yeah.
Get a clue. Just like totally snapped here. But I remember just seeing that. Me and you have talked about like the comments on like local publications specifically. It's like the complete stupidity of people, like, don't understand where that money is coming from. And it's not all about them. Like, I bet you they're not for one second they knew that Baker Tilly was the one like showing all that money, or whatever other people around the community were donating floats. And those canes aren't coming out of Andy Lethem's pocket. They're coming out of like our business's pockets. Like, that's people's time and money too. Like, they could be doing better things than walking up and down the street in cold weather.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that's, you know, a great point. And, you know, it's about, you know, bringing it back, building community. So again, the spectrum, shop where you live. Remember that the giant, giant corporations have a psychopathic profile, and they're not in it for your community. So they will pick up and leave without remorse, but the people who stick around are going to be, you know, the smaller businesses. You should support them because you want them to exist. You know, one of my favorite restaurants closed down. I feel bad about it, but you know, if you're not shopping there, if you want them to exist, go in there, pay for it, right? Keep the money, you know, locally when you can. At the same time, for small businesses, you can't just expect people to shop because you're there. You've got to offer value, offer good service, price, stand out however you can. And again, it's about keeping them open. Don't be sad when places you like close down and you realize you haven't supported them. So yeah, that's my rant. Do you have any finishing thoughts?
No, I guess just challenging businesses and small business to try to earn that sale, not just expect and rely the consumer to buy from you because you're local. Like, tell them why they should shop with you. Like, what features do you offer? Services? What makes you better? And consider that, and just don't rely so much on, hey, come shop with us because we're local.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds like an episode to me. Thank you for listening. If you have any further thoughts or ideas for the show, please reach out to us on social media or through email at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.